And joining us right now on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline is a young man that I know very well. He is the running back for the Lake Travis Cavaliers. He's going into his junior year. He is one Nico Hamilton. Nico, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Man, glad to have you on with us. Welcome to 104.9 The Horn and Ball Don't Lie. This is the home of Lake Travis Cavaliers football, 104.9. Bucky Godbolt and my man Mark Honey taking care of the Lake Travis Cavaliers. But, you know, Nico, we want to get right into it. So this year is going to be a little bit different year. This is going to be the first year that you're going to be the starting running back. You're going to have an opportunity to put up some good numbers, but you're also playing on a great football team. But I want you to talk about Derrick Johnson, the former running back that was there last year, and what he meant to you as far as learning the Lake Travis way, so to speak.
I think Derrick was a huge inspiration. I mean, seeing him, you know, carry our team, he was the biggest part of our team for sure, no doubt. You know, he had about 20 touchdowns last season. So, I mean, just seeing him and how important he was to the team and how much he did for the team, you know, it influenced me a lot of what's going on today and how just how I've been operating at practice, knowing that he's not there anymore and I have to fill his shoes.
Hey, Nico, what's your – every running back I know has got a favorite play. What's your favorite type of run play? Don't give me the exact play because I don't want Coach to be mad at us for giving up information. Just give me your favorite type of run play for a running back.
Probably outside zone.
Oh, yeah.
Get a little cutback.
Well, you like them options, right? You got options with the outside zone, right?
Oh yeah, but most of the time, I'm not even going to give that much information.
Okay, yeah. I like that. No, don't give up them trade secrets.
Hey, it's outside zone.
All right, I like that.
We're talking to running back Nico Hamilton of the Lake Travis Cavaliers. They get to play their first game of the year this year. 2 weeks from today on ESPN. So tell us a little bit about you guys and how you're feeling knowing that the first game of the year this year will be on ESPN.
Not really. The guys don't really talk about it like that. But, I mean, when it is brought up, I mean, we all know. We all see it as like a huge just exposure opportunity and eye-opener. It could be a very big eye-opener for everybody because I feel like a lot of people sleep on us now that a lot of seniors are gone.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We've been thinking about that as well. We just got a text from a listener that wanted to ask a question about the new district realignment. There's a lot of tough teams that have been added to y'all's district when before it was really just I'm not going to say a two-team race because Bowie decided that they was ready to come to the party as well, but it was normally Lake Travis and Westlake battling for the top two spots. Now you bring in some new teams, some new thought processes, some new defenses. What have you been thinking about when you start looking at some of the teams that have been put into y'all's new district?
I don't really think much of it, to be honest. I still think that it's a – I still see it as a two-team race. I mean, I don't want to say I'm underestimating these teams, but I have very high expectations for Lake Travis, and I would still put us, you know, ahead of everyone else.
Hey, Nico, let me – I want to ask you about, obviously, you love football. That goes without saying. But what would you say is your passion outside of football? So what do you love outside of football like that?
That's a good question.
I know. It's a good one because, trust me, that was hard for me to think of that when I was playing, too. All I loved was football. I was eating, sleeping, breathing football.
That's – man. Mm-hmm. I mean –
All right, how about this? What you going to major in when you go to college?
Yeah, there we go.
How about that?
Man, growing up, I always wanted to be a lawyer.
Okay.
Just my parents told me, I'm pretty good at getting a point across and arguing. So, You know, and then I thought about it. I was like, man, maybe I wouldn't be a good lawyer. So, I'm considering the 8 years of college. You know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Because
no
you
doubt.
Definitely will be there for about 8 years. We're talking to Nico Hamilton, running back for the Lake Travis Cavaliers. The Cavaliers, we are the home of the Lake Travis Cavaliers right here on 104.9 The Horn. Nico is a 3.9. He has a 3.9 GPA.
Oh, he might be a lawyer.
He might be a lawyer. Last year, he had 154 carries with 794 yards, 5.2 yards per carry, and 7 touchdowns. And I happened to be at the game when you got your first touchdown against Converse Judson. And I was proud of you because I was looking at how hard you were running in between those tackles to get that first touchdown. So take us inside that thought process and how it felt to get your first varsity touchdown your first year at Lake Travis.
Man, I remember this so thoroughly. It was a great feeling. I remember the play before I scored. It was probably like a 20-yard run, and at the end of the run, there was a safety coming down, and I trucked him, but I didn't get the touchdown. It was down at like the 1. So I was just hoping. I was like, come on, you got to give me the ball after that one. So they gave me the ball again, and then I scored, and I got up, and everybody was cheering. It was a great feeling. It was a great feeling that filled up inside me. And after the game, too, like seeing all my friends, like, bro, you scored, like sending me videos of, you know, it was a really good feeling.
Oh, that's you know what? You just inspired another question from me, Nico. What does a running back take more pride in, running somebody over or putting a nice juke on somebody where you just kind of juke them out of their shoes? Like, which one? Or just running away from everybody, just straight up speed, turning on the burners, and just running away from all the defense. What would you take? What do you take more pride in? I'm sure you've done all three.
I love contact, so I love hearing that. Ooh! I've been hearing it since Little League. I love hearing that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I know that sound.
I know. I've heard it a couple times myself.
Yeah.
So, Nico, before we let you go, thank you. Number one, thank you for joining us today on Ball Don't Lie on The Horn. And I wanted to ask you this. You know, there's been a lot of great players that have come through Lake Travis. We all know the names. Everybody's continuing to move around. But you've got some teammates that are starting to make a name for themselves. Bo Edmondson, you know, the quarterback. He's got his Michigan State commitment right now. And then you got another one, Mr. Estes, who's probably going to play both sides of the ball, if I'm not mistaken. That's what I've been hearing. So give us a player on your team that probably no one's really talking about that you think – is going to make a huge impact this year, obviously besides Nico Hamilton.
I definitely think our biggest sleeper, and I don't know why he is so slept on, is Taven Lewis. He had the leading tackles in the district last year, and it just baffles me how nobody talks about it. I definitely think he's a big part of our defense, and a lot of people are definitely sleeping on our defense, but if I can mention any name and say that anyone's underrated, I would definitely say that it's him. He's a linebacker that moves like just like a defensive back. He runs a 4.4 40.
Wow,
man. Well,
yeah, he's moving.
Well, nobody's gonna be sleeping on that name anymore. Mm-hmm. Taven Lewis, right?
Taven
Lewis. Taven Lewis. Okay. Hey, I think I remember seeing that young man last year, and I think I saw him at 707 when Rod and I came to check y'all out over at Cedar Ridge earlier this summer. Well, Nico, thank you so much, man. Enjoy this ride that you're on, and tell everybody in the family I said hello, and we can't wait to see what Lake Travis has in store this year.
Yes, sir, it's going to be big.
I can't wait. There he is, Nico Hamilton, running back for the Lake Travis Cavaliers. You can hear every Lake Travis Cavalier football game right here on 104.9 The Horn.
All right, I like that. Say he likes that ooh. I know that sound. Yeah, I know exactly that sound.
We've been given it before.
It's like a, yeah, he likes, I know that. I don't want to be on the other end of that sound. Right. I'll play defense. So I don't like that sound necessarily if I'm on the field. That means one of my teammates got ran over or, oh, God forbid, Rod B is on the ground on his back like a cockroach. Like ooh. A, you know what I mean? Just struggling.
And help
hopefully,
me.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully that is not the case. But, yeah, thanks, Nico, for his time, and good luck to him and Lake Travis this year.